Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're talking about a grab bag, a cornucopia, a list of a variety of things that none of them are long enough to make an entire video out of, and some of them are just afterthoughts or things that have occurred to me about things I could have talked about but didn't. But I have a list I keep on my desk of just things that, you know, pop into my head, and when the list fills up both sides of the paper, I pull it out here and we do a video. So one of the first things that gets to me is I did several videos on turbine cars. I wrote a book about the Chrysler turbine car project. Chrysler built turbine-powered cars from 1953 till the 1980s. In fact, behind me right there is a turbine car. And about once a week, somebody goes onto one of my videos and says, you're mispronouncing it. It's turbine. It's turbine. And I always respond back and say, says who? And I've had a guy go, says me. Oh, sorry, Noah Webster. I didn't know you'd logged onto the internet lately. But if you simply go on the internet and look at an online dictionary or pull a book dictionary, an actual hard copy dictionary out of a bookshelf, and look up the word T-U-R-B-I-N-E, it'll say there's an alternate pronunciation. You can pronounce it either turbine or turbine. And generally speaking, the American pronunciation is turbine. The British pronunciation is turbine. However, it's an alternate pronunciation. You can do either one. I can tell you right now, though, I interviewed dozens of people who designed, built, manufactured, and then later scrapped those cars. And not a single one called it a turbine car. They called them turbine cars. And in fact, the car's got an emblem on its deck lid that says turbine, or on its back end. And it says turbine, and so they called it a turbine car, and that's just what they did. So if you're going to go on the internet and tell somebody they're mispronouncing a word, you might first want to check a dictionary to make sure you're not wrong. But the funny thing is I've had people say, no, Steve, B-I-N-E is obviously pronounced bine. And I say, so what about G-I-N-E? That'd be gine too, right? And they go, yeah. And I say, so it's turbine engine. And they go, no, it's turbine engine. And I go, why? Why would that be? So it's a turbine car, trust me. I've had several people ask me why I'm looking this way. And then I look up when I start my videos. And there's actually a very good reason for that. One of which is, several good reasons. But one of which is, there's a recording device down here you cannot see. It's an audio recorder preamp from my microphone. Directly in front of me is a microphone. My voice goes down here, coils through the cord here, runs into this thing here. And then from there, it runs into my camera up there. And that's one of the reasons that my videos have got such good sound. But I do get occasional complaints from people who say, Steve, the volume on your videos is too low. And I'd say about once a month or once every 2 months, someone comments and says that to me. And the thing I respond back is I say, well, are you sure that you haven't changed anything at your end? And the reason I ask that is my microphone never moves. It's in the exact same spot on my table. I don't move. I'm sitting in the exact same chair, the same place I always sit in. And the volume button on my recorder, my preamp, is set the exact same way it's always set. And the camera settings never change. So nothing changes. I speak at the same volume. Nothing changes. And I always double check my videos in production. And then I check them on all three devices. I check them on a desktop. I check them on a portable. And I also check them on a smaller screen like an iPad. And they always look the same. And they always sound the same. And so I had one guy come back and he goes, well, Steve, here's the deal. He goes, chances are a lot of people are having the same problem. They're just not saying it because people won't comment on little things on the internet. And I said, not sure why you'd say that, because that's absolutely the opposite of reality. Just the same day that he made that comment, I had somebody log on to one of my videos and say, Steve, did you ever realize that of your two nostrils, one is not the same size as the other? Your nostrils are not symmetrical. So if someone's willing to log onto the internet and say, excuse me, sir, in the video, did you realize that your nostrils are different sizes? If they're willing to mention that, you don't think they'd mention the sound being all over the place? I'll let you answer that for yourself. I have people ask me about crazy legal stories. And, you know, sometimes I have some that I can build a whole video out of. Sometimes I know something that'll fit in with a video. Some just, no. But remember a few years ago, there was two car companies that went bankrupt in America. And one of them was represented by a friend of mine who I'd see from time to time in court. And we were sitting in court one day and I said, hey, how's it going? What's up? And he goes, yeah, kind of tough right now. And I go, why is that? He said, well, I represent this company. And I said, yeah, I know that. And he said, well, when they went bankrupt, he goes, they owed my firm $10 million. $10 million. And I go, okay. And he goes, gone. Just gone. And I've never worked at a big law firm where there's partners and so on. but I do understand that they keep track of their billable hours and how much money they generate for the firm. And he indicated to me, he goes, yeah, he goes, a lot of that was mine, meaning that he'd done all this work in the past year for which he was not going to get paid in that sense. So that'd be tough. So we think about the big car companies going bankrupt, and it wasn't just suppliers who lost out. It was also some attorneys. Just throwing that in there. I mentioned a little while back about a judge from up north Michigan who got busted smoking pot in public. It's not that he got busted in the terms of he got arrested, but he was spotted smoking pot in public. And I mentioned that in the story I wrote, or I did, about how I didn't want to be a judge. I wouldn't want to have my life be under that kind of a microscope. And so I apologize because I got some of the facts of his story wrong. So what I was talking about is a district court judge named Thomas Gilbert from up in the Traverse City area, which is up here in Michigan. And it was not at Pine Knob. It was at a 2002 Rolling Stones concert in Detroit, I think at Comerica Park. But anyways, it was in Detroit, Rolling Stones. And he didn't run for re-election. When he got back to Traverse City, they took him off of cases involving alcohol or marijuana. And then when his term ran out, he simply stepped down off the bench. I did find a quote in the newspaper where it said, Gilbert blames alcoholism for clouding his judgment. So he blames his weed on his alcohol. I did a video recently about releases and how you sign a release and then you get hurt doing the activity that the release covers, how you'll often lose out. And I had quite a few people say, well, of course, Steve, you forgot to mention that it doesn't cover negligence. Actually, that was the function of the whole video, was that it covers negligence. That's the point. You sign a release, you get hurt due to some negligence, and now you can't sue. It's true that releases don't always operate at 100% and make you, like, you know, bulletproof. So if somebody commits gross negligence or wanton, or they do something intentional, you know, you sign a release to go horseback riding, you get on the horse and I shoot you. I can't say, hey, you signed a release. You know, it's an intentional act, okay? So yes, there are some things that aren't covered. Negligence, garden variety, common everyday negligence, probably is covered. And that's kind of what I was getting at. I've had quite a few people tell me, especially in private emails, but also comments and so on, and they'll say, Steve, you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to driver's licenses. You know, you don't need one. The fact you think you need one just shows how stupid you are. I drive without one all the time. And many of these people will tell me, they'll say, Steve, I've gone to court and gotten these thrown out of court. But I've had people actually say, and Steve, I've gotten judges kicked off the bench. I've gotten sheriffs locked up. I've actually sued the local police department for $1 million and I've won. And they tell me these things. And I say, great. Send me a copy of the judgment that happened in. Send me a copy of the newspaper article that covered the judge getting kicked off the bench. Send me some you know, transcripts of these court cases that you say you've had. And they either stop talking to me or they say, oh, I would, but I'm too busy. And that's one of the funniest things when you watch some of the videos at the roadside of the sovereign citizens. They get pulled over by the cops and the cop goes, I'm going to write you a ticket. And they go, hey, go right ahead. But the last cop who wrote me a ticket, I got him fired. No, you didn't. But I mean, anybody can say that, you know. Yesterday, I went to the moon. Okay, I didn't really. But look how easy it was to say. So if you say you did something like you got a judge kicked off the bench or you got a cop locked up, find the newspaper article that describes it and save it and frame it. And that way you can send it to people like me who don't believe you. But you can't because it didn't really happen. See, these imaginary things that happen in your head didn't really happen. About once a week, someone tells me I need to number my videos. And it's a great suggestion. That's why they're numbered. I don't know where this comes from. But if you look at the title of any video of mine, it'll have a title like, you know, Chinchillas Are Tasty. And then it'll say Leto's Law, 5 point, blah, 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 blah. The five is the year of the season. So this is the fifth year I've been doing videos. And then there's a point. And then the number that follows it is what number of that year it is. So starting in year two, I've got 2 point. 3.4. The first year I didn't put a one in front because I had no idea I was going to be doing this for very long. So the first year simply have two-digit numbers, 10, 12, 14, whatever it is. But there is a number in the video title. If you go to the homepage for Steve Leto, me, and click on videos, it'll show you all my videos in the order in which I put them up, but backwards. Newest first, oldest last. So you want to look at them in order, you can do it that way. But they are, in fact, numbered. So you should know that. We talked before about driver's education and how nowadays it's not as easy to get as it used to be. Some places make you pay for it. Some schools still offer it, but some states don't. And so when I was growing up, Birmingham, Michigan had it as part of the school system. You went to school, you took driver's ed. So one of the funny things, though, is I remember one of the craziest things that we were taught in driver's ed, which was true at the time, but is not true now. And our driver's ed instructor told us, if you ever get pulled over by a police officer, get out of your car, walk back, and try to meet him halfway and shake his hand and let him know you're a nice guy. Nowadays, if they see you opening the door, you're going to get a bullhorn going, get back in the car. Do not exit the car. But times have changed, okay? I took driver's ed a while ago, long before there were all the well-publicized cop shootings at the roadside. So, yeah, back then, get out of the car. Today, don't do it. The most vociferous and ugly confrontations I've had in the last few months came from people upset at me when I was talking about words that you could find in the Constitution. And I mentioned that the word God does not appear in the Constitution. And by that, I meant that if you did a word search of the Constitution and said, find the word God, G-O-D, the word does not exist in there. In response to that, I had to delete several hundred comments from people who called me names, who attacked me, who threatened me, who said all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's the weirdest thing because I never would have expected people who are that upset about God attacking people that they believe don't believe in God and making such bad examples of themselves. Now, I don't consider myself an expert on any religion on earth, but I know there's religions out there where they actually talk about trying to impress people and let other people know what kind of a good person you are and become a good example. And maybe if people will see your example, they'll want to become like you. And yet, here these people are who claim to be supporting some religion, I guess, and they're attacking a total stranger on the internet, calling him names because he pointed out a fact that's objectively, measurably true. The word God does not appear in the Constitution. Sorry. And if you don't like that, I guess go talk to people who drafted the Constitution. But don't get mad at the guy who just said it because it's a fact. And certainly don't call him names. What would Jesus do? One of the other things that this brings up is, whenever I say something that's even remotely controversial, 2 + 2 = 4, I'll get somebody who says, oh, so you're saying 2 + 2, unless you're going to finish the sentence by saying equals 4. You can't change what I said and say, well, are you saying? So in response to that same video, I had several people go, so are you saying that we have no right to travel? Because I said the word travel does not appear in the Constitution. No, I never said that. I said the word travel doesn't appear in the Constitution. That's all I said. So are you saying that we don't have a right to travel? No. Listen to what I said. The word travel does not appear in the Constitution. Yeah, but are you saying? No, I'm not saying. And that's one of the most annoying things about the internet is when people don't understand the concepts of just a discussion or a rational argument. If I say to you something, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, you can't say, oh, so you're saying 1 + 3 doesn't = 4. Oh, you're saying 5 - 1 doesn't = 4. No, I just said 2 + 2 = 4. That's all I said. And for some odd reason, people seem to look for loaded language and hidden meanings. And I was just simply making a statement. The word travel doesn't appear in the Constitution. Neither does the word microwave. Is that going to upset somebody over there at Whirlpool? I don't know. I have to mention to you, once in a while, people ask me about what kind of music I like or do I have any hobbies. I'm just going to throw this out there. It's a band called Blue October out of Texas. I love those guys. I've seen them in concert once. Going to see them again in a little while here. They've got a song called She's My Ride Home. That's the one I recommend you go listen to if you like music. It's rock and roll music, but it's a little updated. They have an unusual sound. They have their own sound. Justin, the lead singer, has got a great voice. Writes very, very good music. It's all original music. I love the band Blue October. I have actually worn a Blue October shirt on camera at least once, but nobody caught it because the word blue starts here and it goes down here to October. But Blue October is my current favorite band. Although I did wear a Puddles Pity Party shirt last week and had several people notice that too. Saw his show. Amazing show. I've had several people misuse the phrase splitting hairs. And I'll do a video on something and people say, Steve, you're splitting hairs here. And I think people misunderstand it and think that splitting hairs means to be arguing about something that isn't that important or something. And it can be, but splitting hairs is usually where you get the point where you're making distinctions that don't matter. And trust me, the things I'm doing videos on, if you don't see why I think it matters, ask me that, but don't say, hey, I think you're splitting hairs. So let's suppose that you asked somebody and said, hey, I heard your wife just had a baby. Were you happy it was a boy? Were you happy it was a girl? And you say, I was just happy to 10 fingers and 10 toes. Would you actually say, you mean 8 fingers, 2 thumbs, and 10 toes? Babies don't have 10 fingers. They've got 4 fingers and a thumb on each hand, therefore 8 fingers and 2. Would you do that to them? Okay? That's splitting hairs. You're looking at a distinction and a difference and a definitional thing that's so fine, it actually has nothing to do with what people are talking about. The comment was, I'm happy my child had 10 fingers and 10 toes, means I'm happy my child was healthy. No. Your child does not have 10 fingers. Your child has 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. That would be splitting hairs, okay? If you don't understand what splitting hairs means, don't use the phrase. And I understand people out there like to use phrases to make some sounds. If you don't know how to use the phrase, don't use it. Just don't use it. You know, once in a while you see somebody misuse something horribly and you're like, eh. And I actually commented to somebody, I go, do you understand what that phrase means? And they got insulted. I'm like, but you used it wrong. I had somebody say that in their state, they wouldn't tell me what state it was, but in their state, adverse possession could be done in 10 days, meaning that instead of years, 15 or 20 years it might take in most states to get adverse possession of a piece of property, you can do it in 10 days. So I said, following that logic, if I go on vacation for 2 weeks, you can move into my house, live there for 10 days, file paperwork. When I get back, the house is yours. And the guy goes, yeah. I go, do you have a citation for the law? Hasn't responded yet. And then finally, I had somebody get very, very upset with me. I did a story where I mentioned that somebody got arrested on March 24th. And somebody actually said, Steve, it's March 21st. March 24th hasn't happened yet. And I said, you do know there was a March 24th last year, right? And the year before that? And the year before that? We recycle dates. So just because something happened on March 24th and we haven't gotten to March 24th, 2019 yet, doesn't make it impossible. It just means he must have been arrested at least last year, if not the year before. But these are the kind of things where I look at it and go, am I being punked? You never know. Okay, well, that wraps it up. Hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.